happy to be joined this morning by State Senator Bill Dodd of Napa. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Pat.
It's not like you haven't been busy doing other things in Sacramento. There is all of these signed by the governor, your bill to reduce teacher shortages, to recognize cyber terrorism as a state emergency, to encourage media literacy in school, all signed by the governor. And of course, the incredible amount of work on the wildfire preparedness bill. Still, you're finding a way to join us for the Heroes of October celebration, and I'm really happy about that.
Well, so am I. I'll tell you what, I'm really looking forward to that. These memories that we have from just a little bit less than a year ago are becoming greater and greater as the days approach.
As the anniversary looms, to be sure. And we've been asking, Senator, a lot of the people that we've talked to over the course of the last year often, and people who have been working to get us to this stage of the game, where were you when you found out, were notified about the fires?
You know, we were in a restaurant. The annual Safeway Open was being held at Silverado Country Club. So right down the street from there is a real nice restaurant. And we were in there, and we were just kind of finishing up, about ready to go home, and all of a sudden the power went out. We're going, what's going on here? And you know, we looked outside. It was windy, and then somebody screamed, and everybody ran outside. And, of course, we just saw the massive glow in the eastern hills behind Silverado Country Club, and that was kind of the beginning of the end in a way, in so many ways.
Yeah, in Napa County, to be sure. And I know that what was your first job after figuring out what was going on?
Well, of course, we went home quickly, and determined the evacuation was ordered, and so I didn't really believe it would ever get anywhere near my house, frankly. So I left with nothing. Those that saw me 3 days later were saying, boy, Bill, you might want to get a change of clothes.
Yeah.
I think it was the next morning. I was at my daughter's house, and then I drove back over here and went with the sheriff up into Atlas Peak and around Silverado and
wow,
to assess the damage. And it was just gut-wrenching. These are many of my neighbors' homes, and yet, as we were doing that, it was almost surreal because we watched one home that was totally fine when we went by it one time, and they came back and it was on fire.
Wow.
So it was just some 12 hours later.
And how has this year changed for you as a senator?
Regardless of whether it's Napa or Sonoma, because the city of Sonoma, I spent a lot of time over there. And then also with Senator McGuire and Assemblymember Wood over in Santa Rosa. And just to see all the damage and destruction and to see the human drama of what that really meant. I think it's profoundly changed me. It's, just can't even imagine what so many people went through during the course of that week, the 10-day period. And still, the victims continue to be victimized in so many other ways. But nevertheless, it has had an impact on me. I think from an education standpoint, I kind of feel like I may have a master's level degree in all things first response, early notification, mutual aid.
Yeah, it was a crash course.
Fire resiliency, forest management, insurance. I mean, it's crazy. Just thinking, how much I learned in one calendar year on some things that I really didn't know anything about before October 8th.
Do you think, Senator, that there will be some kind of a psychological shift for our communities as we pass the anniversary date?
One of the things that I saw first, everybody has, some motto, but I recall early on the Sonoma Strong moniker going throughout everywhere I went throughout Sonoma County. And I can't believe that people are ever going to forget what they went through, because the incredible thing, if you're a victim, that's one thing, but you could not live in Sonoma County or Napa County, even out of the fire zone, and not have been impacted. you know, employees were impacted, schools were impacted, everybody was impacted by smoke. And so I think that there will be some of that, but I'm really proud of the way, you know, people are coming back and, you know, being so resilient. And, you know, I think our job as a state government is to make sure that people don't fall through the cracks, and communities like, for example, Santa Rosa on their water treatment, you know, because of Fountain Grove,
yes,
their issues there, that they're not forgotten. I mean, that's just not something that's, you know, communities like that have that kind of money lying around to fix those type of problems.
And I know that we're certainly in agreement in that one of the things that we need to make sure of moving forward is that we don't forget about the people who are still in the thick of it, not the physical danger of it, but still in the thick of dealing with insurance companies or trying to rebuild or trying to decide to rebuild. Important for us. And I know that you also acknowledge what it's taken to get us to this point, and I am happy that you are going to be with us on Sunday, September 30th in the square in Santa Rosa as we acknowledge many of the heroes of October, and then Monday on the golf course at Oakmont as we raise some money for the Resilience Fund and with the Community Foundation. We're going to raise a lot of money that day, and I'm happy you're going to be one of our heroes on the hole.
Well, I'll tell you, I appreciate the opportunity to do that. Sounds like it's going to be a great day, both days, and I just encourage everybody to come out.
Absolutely. Well, Senator Dodd, thanks so much for being with us this morning, and we will see you shortly.
And Pat, you know, one thing, I can't let it go without saying this, and you know, I think you were a great voice of not only reason, but calmness and getting out the information during that time period. And I think so many people, you know, I think people before that had high regard for you, but I'll tell you, you and your whole team just did an amazing job for all of us.
Thank you very kindly. It takes a village. And one of the things I'm looking forward to doing, Bill, on September 30th, as we wrap up that day in the square, is inviting up all of the people underneath, you know, the roof of this building, and so that
Amen.
The community will be able to see how many people it took to accomplish that. So thank you. I'm looking forward to being able to acknowledge the team. So we will see you September 30th in the square. Thanks for joining us.
Take care.
State Senator Bill Dodd of Napa.